Well, here I am in Dalton Square in Lancaster. As you can see behind me is the monument to Queen Victoria that was put up here by the city of Lancaster, and around the base are bronze plaques of the worthies who were active during her reign and of course the British Lions. Now, back in Queen Victoria's reign is when the British military was at the absolute zenith of its power. The Royal Navy controlled the oceans of the world, the British Army was one of the finest fighting forces to be found anywhere in the world. Things have changed since then, of course. Successive governments over the past few decades have reduced defence spending, and so the Royal Navy is down to a fraction of the size it was in Victoria's time, and our army is much smaller as well. And yet the European Union is taking quite a different course. They are building up the military resources of the European Union. They want the European Union itself. President Juncker has made it quite clear that he thinks the European Union should have its own armed forces that it can use to further its own foreign policy, quite distinct from those of its member states. The projection of military power is a key element in foreign policy. It is also a key part of building a country, and this reminds us that the European Union wants to turn itself into a country. Long-term plan, which they make no secret of, is to make the European Union akin to the United States of America, and Britain would just be a member state of the Union in much the same way that Alabama or California are member states of the United States of America. So when we come to the referendum on our membership of the European Union, it's important to realise this isn't actually a referendum between staying as we are or leaving to become an independent country. It's between signing up to the direction of travel of the European Union or becoming separate and independent. Status quo is not going to be an option. The European Union isn't going to stay as it is. It's going to develop and change. Now, we all have our opinions on the British Empire, but certainly the idea that Britain would have an independent military, would have an independent foreign policy, is just simply not going to be the case under the blueprint the European Union is putting forward. That is yet another reason why I believe we should vote to leave the European Union.